A long legal battle, Australian author Colleen McCulloch's estate has been awarded to her widow. Colleen McCulloch was one of Australia's best-selling authors. She wrote 25 books, including Tim in 1974 and The Thornbirds in 1977. That book sold a whopping 33 million copies. Now, McCulloch died on Norfolk Island back in 2015, and there's been a dispute about her estate ever since. Her close friend and executor, Selwa Anthony, said that McCulloch's true intentions were to leave her entire estate to the University of Oklahoma Foundation. McCulloch was a founding board member there, and Anthony said the author had signed a document in 2014 naming the University of Oklahoma as the sole beneficiary. But now the New South Wales Supreme Court has ruled that another document signed by McCulloch later that same year overwrote the previous version, and that second document left the entire estate to McCulloch's husband, Rick Robinson. The estate is thought to be worth about $2.1 million, and it includes the royalties from her books and a large art collection. What it's unlikely to include is any newly discovered writing by McCulloch. Back in 2011, she told The Hub's own Sarah Lestrange that she burned every piece of writing that she didn't like just to make sure it never saw the light of day.
I have read omnivorously in my life, and I know that 50 years after you're dead, or maybe not even that long after you're dead, the avaricious relatives go, "Oh, I wonder if Auntie had something in the attic that was never published and we can make some money out of it." And I thought, bugger that, it's not going to happen, mate, because I'm going to burn the lot.
But if Emily Dickinson's family had listened to her, we wouldn't have her poetry.
It doesn't matter. I don't like Emily Dickinson's poetry anyway.
Now, if you're a writing student at the University of the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, your chances of getting published just got a whole lot brighter. Harbour Publishing House, which is a small publisher based in New South Wales, has announced it will publish one book each year by a student in the university's creative writing course. The successful book will be selected from a shortlist of six books, manuscripts, or proposals created by USC students. It's a pretty incredible career boost for one up-and-coming writer. And finally, in America, there's been outrage from librarians after a columnist dared to suggest that the country's libraries should be replaced by local Amazon bookshops. Yes, really. The columnist's name is Panos Mordicoutis. He's a professor and chair of the Department of Economics at an American university known as LUI Post. And in a column for Forbes magazine, he said libraries don't have the same value that they used to and are a waste of taxpayer money. Instead, he says Amazon bricks and mortar stores can provide books, streaming services, even a cup of coffee, and all for a price, of course. Now, the reaction to this opinion piece has been furious and one-sided. Librarians and community members have blasted the piece as poorly researched and ill-informed. On Twitter, thousands of people have come forward to share stories of what their local library means to them. Here's a librarian YouTuber known as Stacks and Facts laying out some of his arguments against the piece.
Corporations don't care about you or the societies that they exist in, except for how those societies keep them afloat and make them money. The people who run the corporations might, if we're lucky, but the corporations themselves do not. Libraries, on the other hand, exist only to serve their communities and society at large. If you go into a library, the librarian won't call the cops on you for not buying anything. You shouldn't feel obliged to borrow a book before you take advantage of the free Wi-Fi. And you don't have to tip the librarian if you plan on taking up some space for a few hours or all day, because that is literally why it exists. It is there for you.
And it seems like that backlash has been heard. Forbes has deleted the article, and in a statement, the magazine says, "Libraries play an important role in our society. This article was outside of this contributor's specific area of expertise and has since been removed." I think that's a win for the library.